Flashbulb.
Yay.
Elvis having fun.
Monday in Verdugi Away, we were in the den watching a war movie on TV.
Right?
Yeah, there you
right
go.
Right there from the start, sit there, all his buddies watching a war movie.
This is 1963. Elvis started talking about how stuff like that was done in the studio. Special effects guys did a great job of making a bathtub of water look like a real ocean, and how they made toy ships look like a real one.
The thing about this story is I really transport myself there where...
Let me tell you something, Jack.
You see this happening.
It's a bathtub, and the toy ships... But to make it look like real war.
Here's how they do it, Jack. Yes, sir, I know. I've been in Hollywood.
And then all the yes men go, oh, yeah, E.
Hey, man, I didn't know that, E, duh.
Then Elvis got a mischievous grin on his face and said, let's set up our own ocean in the swimming pool. He sent Richard down to the toy store by all the boats that they had and 12 BB guns. We went back to the house and put all the little boats in Elvis's pool and loaded up the guns with the BBs.
Sure.
Then we lined up and Elvis said, ready, aim, fire. And we blasted the hell out of those little boats. Plastic flew everywhere. After about an hour of this, we started getting bored and we eased up.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything. We started putting the rifles down. And Elvis said, you know what's wrong? It's too easy. We need moving targets. So he sent us back to the store for those little wind-up boats and boats with batteries. And he said, get more BB guns so we don't have to stop and reload. Here's your Elvis logic right there.
Yeah. Sure, man, and he's lazy.
We got home and we put all the boats in the water, and Elvis yelled, all guns poolside. Then he set a time limit, and whoever sank the most ships would be declared the best shot. Of course, Elvis bragged he was the best shot because he had won some sharpshooter medal in the Army,
right?
Well, the battle began, and this went on the rest of the day. Elvis had snacks brought down to the pool.
Sure.
So we would have to stop shooting to eat.
Bring some food down, Jack.
What the neighbors must have thought. Well, they thought Elvis was a lunatic anyway. At some point, somebody tried to take a picture. Joe, maybe. And the flashbulb didn't go off. He picked it up off the top of the camera and threw it in the pool. And somebody took a shot at it. Well, when the BB hit it, it flashed.
Elvis loved this. Elvis ordered us to go to the camera shop and buy all the flash bulbs they had. We were standing at the cash register and the salesman said, what kind of film do you want to go with these? And Richard said, we don't use film with these. And the guy said, oh, I see. He watched us all the way out the door with our 275 bulbs. By the time we got back to the house, it was getting kind of dark. We dumped all 275 bulbs in the pool and lined up with the rifles and cut loose.
Cut loose, Jack.
All guns poolside.
And man, goddamn man, that pool lit up like the 4th of July. It never hit us that the flash bulbs were made of glass, you know.
Right.
And the next morning, we come out there and see what a mess we'd made. Elvis had this Mexican gardener. He sees all this glass and broken plastic at the bottom of the pool all over the yard. He keeled over. He couldn't speak English, but we got his message loud and clear. We had to go clean up the yard. Some of us took the pool. We never did it again, but not because of the mess. Because Elvis grew bored with it.
Yeah, I'm bored, man.
It was fun while it lasted. It helped him release tension. If he had just stuck to BB guns from then on out, he would have cut down on a whole lot of tension later on.
Yeah, but he switched to machine guns.
And he's so snake hunting.